Congress returns to work next week with an urgent deadline. Whether to extend the extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits many people are relying on to survive. These benefits are set to expire next month. And state governments are also struggling to keep up with unemployment claims. Americans are experiencing long wait times and red tape while trying to file for relief. One of those states is Kentucky. Matthew Glowicki is a Reader's Watchdog reporter for the Louisville Courier-Journal, and he joins us now for more on what's happening there. Matthew, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
What stories are you hearing from people who are unemployed about what they're going through and what challenges they're facing there?
Sure. Lots of stories. Not a day goes by that my phone doesn't ring, my inbox doesn't at least receive a few emails from people who are worried and in some cases are desperate. But the common thing that unites them generally when they're reaching out to me is having applied weeks or maybe even months ago for benefits and not really hearing anything back.
The state of Kentucky has brought in a private service to address unemployment claims after people were protesting last month at the state capitol about not being able to file. How has that been working out?
Yes. So I'm still waiting on an update from the state about how successful things went last week. But what the state hopes is that by the end of the month, the 55,000 or so jobless claims that are backlogged from the months of March, April, and May will be cleared out. So we'll see what the end of the month brings.
Yeah, because we're talking about a backlog of 55,000 and new claims that are coming up.
Yes, that's correct. So that doesn't, again, that 55,000 or so, that's for March, April, and May. And then obviously you have the entire month of June. I think at last count, that number was somewhere in the about 20,000 claims that still needed to be processed there. You know, it's kind of hard to predict where the virus is heading and establishments that have opened up might close down again. So it's unclear even for some of the folks who maybe were able to return to work if they might need to rely on the system again. So the future here, it's unclear. And I know that makes a lot of people nervous.
Absolutely. How worried are people about the CARES Act unemployment funding going away? I mean, it's set to expire at the end of the month if Congress doesn't act. We're talking about that $600 extra a week for unemployment. How concerned are your readers, and have they been vocalizing that to you?
Most definitely. I mean, I imagine this is the case in a lot of states, but that extra $600 on top of what the state is able to provide, that's for many people, that $600 is the bulk of what they've been living on. I know for many of the people I speak to, there may be making a few hundred in benefits. That is what has been sustaining them and their families. So to then have it reduced to, in some cases, mm-hmm. you know, as little as $100 for some people, it's I don't know how they're going to make it work.
Well, you're a Reader's Watchdog reporter, which kind of puts you in the position of talking directly with your readers. What are you hearing from people in Kentucky who are saying, hey, I'm just going to step in and try to help others who I know are out of work and they can't get their unemployment claims filled, but the need is urgent?
Indeed. I wrote about a Louisville woman. Her name is Britton Thomas, who back in April had filed for unemployment. She's a server at a restaurant here in town. And of course, with the coronavirus, in-restaurant dining was shut down. She was out of a job, filed for unemployment, and then had trouble receiving the payment. I think she ended up waiting about 5 weeks. In the meantime, she created this Facebook group trying to kind of crowdsource answers to her situation. Here we are about 3 months later, and that page has about 17,000 members from across Kentucky. That page is quite active, and there are dozens of posts every day. People just trying to share their own situations, looking for answers. Some just want to kind of commiserate. A lot of these people have been waiting in, you know, phone queues to be called back from the state. and those calls don't come for weeks and weeks. So it's it's a way to kind of get almost instant feedback. I think there's some comfort that people take in a group like that, hearing that they're not alone, even if that doesn't help them pay the next month's rent. It is helpful being heard. And I think that's one thing that for too many people is not happening right now.
That's Matthew Glowicki. He's a Reader's Watchdog reporter for the Louisville Courier-Journal in Kentucky. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now let's go to Montgomery, Alabama, where Mia Raven is an activist there. She's been going around with wagons of free food and water and other supplies to offer to people who are unemployed. She serves as policy director for the Yellowhammer Fund, a reproductive rights organization based in Alabama. Hi, Mia.
Nice to have be here today, and thank you for having me.
Yes. So you went out earlier this month to Alabama State University, which was staffed there to offer people in-person support with filing unemployment claims after many were struggling actually to get service on the phone. And you saw hundreds of people waiting in line. Tell us more about who you saw there seeking help.
I saw a very diverse population. I saw young people, people with families. I saw people who were, in my estimation, 70 to 80 years old. And these people were lining up as early as 7 and 8 o'clock at night.
Wow. So you actually encountered people who had come the night before to get in line to have a place to receive assistance.
Correct. Because the Alabama Department of Labor would only see 300 people a day. Now, this was the only place in Alabama where they could get assistance. So if you didn't live in Montgomery, say you lived in Mobile, which is, of course, by the Gulf of Mexico, or you lived in Huntsville, which is almost to Tennessee, you still had to come to Montgomery just to get these problems fixed.
What were some of the things that folks told you as you handed out supplies to those in line?
They didn't understand why they had to come to Montgomery. And I still don't understand it myself, except for I have been working policy in Alabama for 10 years, and I have watched the Alabama legislature completely strip government services. And that's exactly what's happened here.
That in-person support has changed slightly. They've moved to another location that is appointment-based, so it seems to have improved some of the issues with waiting in line for hours. But that hasn't really soothed your worries about this unemployment crisis.
Absolutely not. Alabama has one of the lowest payouts in the entire nation. The max you can get on unemployment is $275 a week. The max amount of time you can be on unemployment is 14 weeks in Alabama. This should not have to happen to anyone, especially during a pandemic. People who were laid off in March are about to hit that wall in Alabama of 14 weeks.
How can we as fellow Americans help our friends and family that are going through this, in your opinion? I mean, you went out and physically handed out food and water to people. What else do you think others should be doing?
I know here in Alabama, we are still having shortages of basic cleaning supplies. So when I went out there at first, I just went out there, you know, food and, you know, snacks and water. And then they were like, well, do you have this? Do you have that? So we started bringing hand sanitizer, gloves, masks, the disposable mask, bleach, emergency contraception, tampons, pads. So I know every region is different, but in the Deep South, people are very proud. They won't come to you and tell you that they need something. But if you offer it to them and you offer it to them for free, they will most certainly take it. So make sure you reach out to your community and find exactly what they need. Because chances are they might not want to ask for it, but if you offer it to them, they will take it.
That's Mia Raven. She is a policy director for the Yellowhammer Fund in Alabama, and she's been helping distribute free food and other supplies to people who are unemployed. Mia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Are you experiencing unemployment woes during this pandemic? We want to hear from you. Tell us your story at hereandnow.org.